Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and for now over 12 years, we've been talking to you. I've been talking to you, and you've been listening, and we've been making it on our own, haven't we, out here in the small business world. And I appreciate the time that you've given me. I appreciate your support of all the things that we do. This is we're wrapping up our 12th anniversary week of the show. 12th anniversary of my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, the 10th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate newsletter, which we launched in 99 and have been sending you a weekly edition every Sunday afternoon by email. And so you can go to smallbusinessadvocate.com and subscribe to that now. It's easy to do. And if you don't like it, if you decide you choose not to stay with it, you can unsubscribe. It's easier to unsubscribe than it is to subscribe, and that's not hard. So I hope you check out all those things out. I'm wrapping up our 12th anniversary celebration week with just you and me now for the next couple of segments. I want to talk about where we're going. I want to talk about what I see coming at us in the future. You know, I've been around a long time. So some of you have met me, you've seen me, you've seen my picture. My only reason I say that is because to say that you've seen my gray hair. And so I didn't inherit any of that gray hair. I earned all of it in the marketplace. This is my seventh to go through, to be a part of. And so I've seen a lot of stuff. And I think that qualifies me to sort of imagine what's going to happen as we come up. I pay attention to what's going on out there, what the government's doing, what other people are doing, what big business is doing. I work with big business and small business. And it qualifies me a little bit to have an opinion about where we're going. And here's what I think. Folks, I think this is going to be a recovery. It's going to be a marathon. I don't think it's going to be I think it's going to be a long race. I don't think it's all going to be uphill. I think the farther out we go, the more it's going to the incline is going to go the other way. It's going to go in our favor. I think there will be some momentum to be built, but I think it's going to be a little ways out. I don't think 2010 is going to be an extreme improvement over 2009, but I think it will be an improvement. Now, there are some things out there. There are some things that could create a problem for us in 2010. One of them is the government. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, I'm a significant detractor of the political class right now, Republicans and Democrats, not just one or the other. I'm not very pleased with the performance of our political class from the White House down to Congress, and we could probably extend that out into the states, but primarily I'm talking about Washington. They can do some things that can really mess things up, and given the chance, they will. And so, notwithstanding what the government can do, and of course, you know, there are geopolitical things around the globe that could come up, but basically what I see is an improvement in 2010 based on the things that I see that I hear my economist members of the Brain Trust talking about, people like Steve Forbes, people like him whose opinions I respect very much. You know, Steve was on yesterday, and so this is gonna be a tough, long recovery. It's not going to be a V. We're not going to bounce right back. It's going to be a slower recovery. And primarily, you don't have to be a genius to realize that. I mean, we've got unemployment above 10%. We've got 17 million people who are either unemployed or underemployed that we've got to absorb back in the marketplace. Those are consumers that need a job, who need a job. And so we've got to get them that job. And now here's the thing that's happening right now. Even though unemployment is up, so is productivity. Folks, these are indicators. These are things. These are real factors in the economy that we have to understand that are impacting the recovery, that are impacting how much, how fast our sales grow, and how much we're able to be profitable. When unemployment is high and productivity is high, what does that mean? That means that there's not a tremendous amount of pressure being put on employers to hire people back. So why is productivity high? There are two factors in that, at least. One is you and I, those who of us are left in the marketplace with jobs, we're doing more work than ever before. Okay, that's going to have to come to an end because we're human beings. We're made of flesh and bone. We can't keep that up forever. There's going to be a casualty list waiting for any company that pushes their people too much, too long, and too far. So that's going to have to give a little bit, but it's not going to give for a little while. It's going to be a little bit farther down the road. But then there's the second thing that's not going to change. It's actually going to get, it's going to increase. And that's something I've been telling you about for all, as long as I've been on this show, and it's something I've been encouraging you to take advantage of for as long as I've been talking to you, and that's technology. The combination of people working harder than before, taking up the slack by those who are still here, and new technological innovations, technologies that are coming online that we have had, or technologies we've already had that you and I are increasingly depending upon and adopting and deploying. Those two things are increasing productivity. So productivity is up, unemployment is up, and that means that it's going to take longer to get people back to work. So the first thing that's going to happen is businesses are going to realize we've got to put some people online here, bring some new people on, because I can't keep pushing these people. And I certainly, here's how it's going to, where it's going to happen first, folks, is the economy's going to improve a little bit. You and I are going to see opportunities we want to take advantage of. It's going to require one new person to do that, and we can't find anybody inside the organization now that can flex to take that. We're already maxed out, and our folks will tell us that, and we know that, and so we'll seek a way to do it electronically, to automate it with technology, and when we can't do that, we'll hire a new employee, and that's when it will happen. But it will take longer to make that happen. It'll be out in the out years, in the out quarters. So these are just some things to think about. When we come back, I want to talk about customers. I want to talk about where your customers are going to be in the future, and what kind of control they're going to have. Let me give you a hint. Total. 20 after. Stay with us. Whether they're right or wrong, at least the
mystery is gone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.